Dun, 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 dun. It's What a Wacky Week, the podcast.
And this is episode 97, take one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, feeling it this week. Ooh, well, hi again there, Waxters. Tim Hunter with another Wacky Week podcast about to be born. There's usually a long line to see who gets to slap it when it comes out. Being Valentine's week and all, we've got a very romantic podcast for you this week. Rick Riz from the Mariners stopping by. Better late than never. Dr. Dan Murphy has a suggestion for your next Valentine's Day. I dug out a Larry Nelson bit we did with our buddy from the King County Cooperative Extension, Kurt Moulton. Murdoch, Hunter, and Alice are going to talk with a very romantic Simon Cowell about Cupid, but going to start things off this week with my radio brother from a different mother in the days of KQOT Yakima, Skip Tucker, would like to talk about love.
Time now for the love of radio, the continuing story of the young and the restless staff at KQOT, who, by the guiding light, search for tomorrow as the world turns over the edge of night with all my children. Since we all have but one life to live, be sure to tune in tomorrow for another heartwarming episode of The Love of Radio.
You're listening to Tim Hunter's What a Wacky Week podcast. Some episodes are slow and some are fast. Either way, it's Tim Hunter's What a Wacky Week podcast.
It's coming. It's coming. He says it's coming. He's Kurt Moulton. And next Monday is the big day for all you sweethearts. And Kurt of the King County Cooperative Extension Office does not want you to be caught off guard.
As a matter of fact, Valentine's Day is the largest flower-selling holiday of the year.
And Kurt was afraid that what with Friday being the Lincoln's birthday holiday for some of you, that when Monday rolled around, the thought of ordering flowers for that special someone would have slipped your mind. See, he didn't want me to be caught with your daffodils down. And by Valentine's Day, Kurt says the flowers have been pretty well picked over, too. Kurt says that the most popular floral surprise is still the rose.
Expect to pay anywhere from $12 a dozen for short-stemmed yellow or pink roses to $50 a dozen for the best long-stem deep red roses.
Now that's the high and low end of the price spectrum, but he recommends shopping around for the best deal on roses or other flowers. Valentine's Day, Kurt says, it's the biggest day of the year for florists, and Kurt says it began centuries ago.
One story has it that St. Valentine, a Christian priest, was illegally marrying the emperor's soldiers to their sweethearts. He was later imprisoned and sentenced to die. While in prison, he miraculously restored the eyesight of the jailer's daughter. On February 14th, before his death, St. Valentine sent a letter to the lady thanking her for her love and kindness, signing it, "From Your Valentine."
Oh, Kurt, I like it when you read to me like that and explain the meaning behind some of these days. And thus, the first Valentine had been sent, and the last word on the subject has been spoken by our good buddy from the King County Cooperative Extension Office, Kurt, always looking for a Valentine, Moulton.
What a Wacky Week, the podcast.
Making the move from American Idol on over to American Romance. On the phone with Murdoch, Hunter, and Alice this morning, we have none other than Simon Cowell. Hey, Simon.
Hello, how are you?
I got to tell you that Brian, the producer, left here just like he said, I can't believe how nice Simon was to me on the phone.
He's virtually glowing as we speak.
I am a pussycat.
He says, my career is over. Simon was nice to me. I'm leaving now. It doesn't get any better than this.
Doesn't get any better than that, absolutely.
Well, you went straight from judging contestants now to putting together, you're the executive producer of Cupid.
Yeah.
Just because you want to see more romance in the world.
No. probably the opposite. I took the same view with Cupid as I did with American Idol when I came up with the idea, which was, I didn't believe that any of the talent shows were really reflecting what really happens in the music industry. And I wanted to do that with American Idol. And I definitely felt the same way about Cupid. I'd watched The Bachelorette, and I thought, well, I haven't been on too many dates where someone stood there in a line and offered me a red rose.
Right.
That's true, yeah.
And well, so you know, I thought, if you hang out in the right part of town, Simon.
Well, that's true. Yeah. But the most important thing, first of all, is you have to let the public see the audition process, because that's the funniest thing of all these shows, whether it's American Idol or Cupid. It's who turns up and what they will do to get selected. I mean, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
So we've done that. We've given her the two friends, which always happens in real life. You're always going to see one girl with her two friends making the selection process. And then we just let the cameras roll, and it's just unbelievable what happened in the audition room.
Those real moments, you capture those real moments, you get those real emotions. If there could be anything more embarrassing than having to sing in public, if you're not very good at it, could there possibly be anything more embarrassing than actually confronting someone and trying to get past their friends and talk her into a date? I think you got something there.
Well, that's exactly, you're 100% right. That's how I came up with the idea for the show, because everyone kept saying, well, what are you going to do next after American Idol? I said, well, it's difficult because, you know, the first part of American Idol, let's be honest, is the best part. There's nothing worse than singing badly in public. And I said, well, there is one thing which is worse, and that is the guy trying to hit on a girl and having her friends demolish you. and when you watch the show tonight, we were in New York and Los Angeles, you will not believe what happens. I mean, it was incredible.
Public degradation, that's what we need.
Well, they do it to themselves, but this, in a way, is even weirder than American Idol, because they're really putting their hearts on the line here to get chosen by this girl. And it's what the friends do to these guys. I mean, it is ugly. And everyone said to me when they had found out I was making the show, oh, not another dating show. And I said, trust me, this is not like anything you've ever seen before.
We talked to Lisa, and she was really sweet, but I hate those girls. They're friends.
I'm not fans of them myself. I mean, I call them the two Rottweilers.
Oh, there you go. Well, is this one of those things where you just set it up, now you're going to just sit back and kind of see what happens, or are you a hands-on kind of guy?
Well, I mean, you know, I think if you make a reality show, you shouldn't be too manipulative. You know, you should just, as I said, let the cameras roll. I mean, the interesting part after you watch the audition process is that America does get to play matchmaker, because each week live you're going to see clips of these 10 dates in the first week, and you can pick up the phone and kick off the person you hate the most, rather than watching what normally happens, put somebody make the wrong choice. So we're doing the same on Cupid as we've done with American Idol. We're going to let America make the final decision.
You're a single guy. Have you been taking notes and saying, oh, okay, from now on I'm not going to do this anymore?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, I've watched the audition process, and it's quite interesting what the girls pick up on. And it seems to be more vulnerability and shyness than what guys normally think.
Oh, yeah, and vulnerability and shyness really are two of your strong suits.
That's probably why I'm still single.
When I think of Mr. Shy, I think of Simon
Cowell. I don't hold myself up as an expert here.
Simon Cowell. You know him as the judge on American Idol that everybody loves to hate, and now he wants you to fall in love with Cupid on CBS. Simon, thank you. You were as nice as everyone says.
Thank you.
Actually, you're nicer.
We won't let it get out.
Hunter's Wacky Week Podcast. Ooh, yeah.
The two had traveled thousands of miles to be there, and it was only fate that had brought them together. Some say it's real love, others, just coincidence. As they stood there in the desert air, no words were spoken, but their eyes had met, and that pretty much said everything. He wasn't sure he was ready, but now there was no turning back. He glanced over and noticed a runner. The runner has a slight lead. He looks back at the plate. There's the windup and the pitch, and there's a drive deep to right field. Henderson going back to the track, the wall. Goodbye, baseball! One of the most romantic things you'll ever see on a day like today. The beginning of spring training and the return of the baseball season. Hi, everybody. This is Rick Riz, your Cupid of baseball love, along with Dave Niehaus and producer-engineer Kevin Kremen, wishing you all a very romantic February the 14th. The post-game show is coming up next.
Murdoch, Hunter, and Ellis. KLSY.
Valentine's Day is coming up. This year, instead of flowers and chocolates, give your Valentine something very special. The gift of someone else. Through the miracle of plastic surgery, you can be transformed into the one that he or she really wants. At the Binder, Lipo, and Titus Hell Plastic Surgery Center, we'll rearrange your face into something your Valentine will truly cherish. Let's listen in as renowned plastic surgeon Dr. Bernard Bloch talks with a couple interested in our Valentine special.
So, Doctor, you can make Frank look like anyone?
Yep, you name the person, I'll do the rest.
Frank, you really want to do this?
Well, yeah, whatever.
Okay, I'd like him to look like actor Tim Curry. I've always had a crush on him.
No problem. Come with me, Frank.
In just a few short hours, and using procedures perfected during weeks of intense training, Dr. Bloch returns to unveil a brand new Frank.
And here you go, your brand new husband.
Do not go in there.
Woo! Doctor, I asked for Tim Curry.
Oh, I distinctly heard you say Jim Carrey.
I've had it with this junk.
Frank, are you okay with this?
Let's do all the things that you want to do.
Yep, enjoy your new face, Frank.
Thank you very much.
This year, give your Valentine the gift of someone else at the Binder, Lipo, and Titus Hell Plastic Surgery Center. When you don't want to face another day, give us a day and you'll get another face.
Ah, yeah, you gotta love it. If nothing else, just to tie into the Valentine's Day theme, okay? Come on, play along. That concludes our escape from all those bitter Facebook posts and matching insanity in the outside world. Don't you just love our little audio cocoon we get to climb into each week? My name is Tim Hunter. This is the Wacky Week Podcast. And until next time, could you do me this one simple favor and laugh a little, would you?